Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you know me, and you do, my life's an open book, you know that I love the tech. I mean, look at this thing. Thanks to the wizards of Silicon Valley, okay? With this thing right here, I hold in the palm of my hand a digital gateway to all the world's knowledge with more computing power than launched the Apollo missions, which I use to watch a sleeping dad get bit on the nuts by a chihuahua. You got him, Chico. And I like to bring you all the latest tech news in my tech segment, Cyborgasm. Therefore, there's no wrong answer. First up on Cyborgasm, iPhone 15 Pro users are reporting that their phones are overheating, to which Android users replied, "Well, well, well, who has the lame phone now? Still us? Okay." Next up, Tom Hanks recently took to Instagram to post this still from an ad with his face saying, "Beware. There's a video out there promoting some dental plan with an AI version of me. I have nothing to do with it." Well, clearly, that's a fake. If you're promoting dental care, you don't go with Tom Hanks. You go with Joe Biden. I mean, listen, I don't... There you go. I don't know why people say he's old. Those teeth aren't old enough to vote. Up next... In Los Angeles, privacy advocates are up in arms after an Uber Eats delivery bot shared video footage with the LAPD. "Well, I'm mad too. I don't need my delivery food robot dropping a dime on me with the police. Open up. We've obtained footage of you ordering 5 Crunchwrap Supremes. We're declaring your bathroom a crime scene."
Yeah.
Don't reward jokes like that. We'll only write more of them. Apparently, Uber uses the robots of a company called Serve Robotics, and the footage that Uber Eats gave to the cops was part of a criminal investigation that involved one of Serve's own robots because someone tried to steal the delivery bot off the street. Let me get this straight. You sent a $5,000 robot full of food into the streets of Los Angeles and someone tried to take it? Huh, this is terrible news for the new high-tech startup, Take a 20, Leave a 20 bot. So convenient. You need a 20?
Yeah.
It just... Take it. Michael Valentine's. Next up on the Gasm, San Francisco has become the epicenter of testing driverless cabs, which has led to a steamy new phenomenon. Apparently, San Franciscans are having sex in the robo-taxis. Reminds me of one of my favorite songs.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to
in a robo-car.
Simpler time. Next, New York Mayor Eric Adams unveiled a 2-month pilot program for a robot that will patrol the New York City subway. And to pay for the program, they've trained it to go from car to car, breakdancing on the poles. It's showtime! Anyway, that cool robot, I hope it cuts down on crime. One note, you shaped it like a urinal. How do you think this story ends? God. Up next, Fitbit has announced the new Charge 6 with Google Smarts. Is it smart enough to understand what any of those words mean? That headline might as well have read, Tech Flip Grid Box Wi-Fi Soup Shampoo. Up next, Coke has launched a new drink co-created with AI, intended to evoke the flavors of the year 3000. Really? Pretty sure the flavors of the year 3000 are going to be cockroaches and tire fire. Apparently, somebody's plotting cockroaches. Apparently, Coca-Cola created the drink to draw in Gen Z consumers and named it Coca-Cola Y3000. That has got to be the lamest attempt by a beverage to appeal to young people since Tay-Taterade. According to one reviewer, Coca-Cola's new AI-generated soda flavor falls flat and, quote, is bad, don't drink it. Okay, not cool. That's already the slogan for Coors Light.
Coming up, Fortune Feimster.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
My next guest is a comedian who is currently on a nationwide tour. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Fortune Feimster. Coach, please.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. Nice to have you back.
Thanks for having me back.
Now, one of the things you did recently, you've been out on the road with your tour, which is mm-hmm. called Live, Laugh, Love.
Yes.
Which way does the show skew, living, laughing, or loving?
Well, I need everyone to be alive. That's helpful. So living,
sure.
Number one.
Yeah, okay, good.
Laughing helps, and then by the end of it, we're all kissing.
That's a good show.
I mean, come on.
That's a good show.
No, you know, it's that those live, laugh, love signs make me laugh. Because
did you grow up with those?
I sure did. And it was art, my friend. That was...
hanging high, on the wall.
Yeah, high-end art. And mm-hmm. and it got a bad
this
rap.
Family hugs.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
It's 1 o'clock. Whatever.
Somewhere.
So I'm kind of reclaiming the live, laugh, love sign because it got a bad rap. So you come to my shows, you have a good time.
Do you have crocheted pillows or
yeah,
anything like that?
Yeah, whatever on there? People want. I will give them anything that they want.
Does your I mean, you tour all over the United States. Mm-hmm. Does your comedy You're from the South, obviously, mm-hmm. but does it play differently in different parts of the country?
Yeah, I mean, there are different audiences. You know, bigger cities are used to comics and performers coming in to their cities. There is a wealth of talent there. And I like to go to the places where, you know, it's not as common. And I like to be the representation for people who didn't have that growing up. And it's just a warmer welcome in certain ways. Like, I went to Mobile, Alabama. And we had dinner, and we were walking down the street, and it almost turned into a parade. Like, people were, like, jumping out of their cars and, like, coming out of restaurants, shaking hands. I felt like the mayor, like, hey, everybody.
Now, you got to know Arnold Schwarzenegger recently.
I have.
He's our guest on Monday.
I heard that, yeah.
Do you have any, what's he like?
I mean, pretty great. We've gotten to know each other over the last year and a half working together, and he's such a trip, but he really cares for people, and he doesn't have a phone. That is the...
What?
Yeah, it's very interesting to keep in touch with him because he does not have a phone. You just kind of send out a bat signal and he just appears. He'll, like, get on his iPad and sort of FaceTime you out of nowhere. And my dad's been in the hospital for the last month. He had open heart surgery, which Arnold also went through that. And I'm doing radio one day. All of a sudden, his FaceTime appears on, you know, my computer, and I'm like, I gotta go, it's the Terminator, you know, you're just like, ah! And he's like, hey, why didn't you tell me that your dad had open heart surgery? I was like, well, you're kind of a busy guy. And he goes, let me talk to him. And, like, my dad, it was kind of a rough recovery. He was on a ventilator, and I was like, listen, I'm going in a week. My dad has a flip phone. So what if I, like, broker this situation?
So your dad only has a flip phone, and Arnold has no phone.
And has yeah, so it's difficult.
So you should have just used carrier pigeon between the two of them.
But he's like, yeah, call me. I'll talk to your dad. I'll talk to the doctors, the nurses, whoever. And I was like, can you imagine me going up to the doctors being like, hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger has some notes for you? Like. So I went to visit my dad, and he was luckily was off the ventilator, and he was doing better, not really talking that much, but Arnold, I put out the bat signal, and Arnold answered his iPad. Aww. Even he was in Germany for Oktoberfest. He was like, took the time out to do this, and he FaceTimed with my dad and gave him a lot of motivation. But he's usually talking to, like, bodybuilders, right? So he's like, you got to do this. To get out of the hospital, you got to do this. And my dad's like, I just want a milkshake. And... But, yeah, it meant a lot that
That's
he took
lovely.
The time to do that. And I will say that after a month of being in the hospital, my dad left the hospital today. So.
Oh. That's wonderful. That's Thank wonderful. You have, we both started podcasts this summer. You've got, yours is called Handsome,
yes.
which you host with Tig Notaro and Mae Martin. Mm-hmm. Just wonderful. Both wonderful, wonderful comedians. Whose idea was it to join forces?
So it was Tig's idea.
She seems like a ringleader.
She is. She's the queen of podcasts. And, you know, we just wanted to make each other laugh and have fun. We have friends ask us a question. It can be about anything. Sarah Silverman asked us how to wash our undercarriage. You know, Lance Bass has asked us questions about clones. There's been lots of, like, Kenan Thompson about the glass ceiling. Like, it can go anywhere. But we're really proud of it.
Had you done anything like podcasting before?
I had done podcasting. I had my own podcast, and I do a radio show on SiriusXM. Mm-hmm.
Was it a goal of yours when you were younger?
Well, I don't want to brag. I did start in the morning announcements at my high school.
So, wow.
Yeah, pretty big deal. Pretty big deal, guys.
What was the name of the high school?
South Point High School, shout out. They're going to be pretty pumped
South
about that.
South what?
South Point.
South Point High
yeah,
School.
Yeah, so my accent was a little thicker than this, if you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I talked really slow, and I was squinting. My eyes are squintier. I don't know where that was from. A lot of sun, I guess. And, did the morning announcements.
Could I hear some of that magic from the morning announcements?
Absolutely.
I have here, if you could just say, like, hey, good morning, South Point.
Yeah.
High school, something like that.
Just like just, I was in high school.
And just announce today's menu.
Well, first off, imagine that my hair is, like, in more of a triangle shape. Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't have layers back then. Okay, so okay. I'm gonna do the morning announcements. All right.
All right.
Okay.
So, me, The mic comes on, you know.
Hey, everybody at South Point High School, get ready to have your socks knocked off. We're getting into the morning announcements, y'all. First off, I don't know if you guys are pumped about lunch today, but I am. And we've got today's menu here that I'm going to read to you right now, okay? Okay, first up, Salisbury steak, baby. Get ready for that, okay? We're going to have some cornbread. And if you don't like cornbread, how about some biscuits? And then everybody needs a little veggie in their life, so we got carrot coins coming at you. It's pretty great, right?
Yeah. Anyway. I see it.
And since this is 1997, guess what we're drinking? Milk.
Thank you, Fortune.
Thank you.
Tickets for her Live, Laugh, Love tour are available now. Fortune Feimster, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.